Summer is ending and kids are heading back to classrooms across the state. But about 15,000 of those students will be facing a challenge that many people never see. From our Southwest News Bureau, David Fox has more.
It's back to school night at Diamond Valley Elementary in St. George, and the auditorium is filled with tired parents and antsy children. But the kids aren't the only ones who are facing big changes. Some of the parents are, too.
This is Saren's very first, like, real elementary school experience because I put him in the online school last year.
That's Corey Stanley Starr. She's a new parent at the school, and she's talking about her 6-year-old son, Saren, who's starting first grade.
Hi, everybody.
He's not nervous at all.
Yesterday I said, I can't wait. Tomorrow's my first day of school.
He's very excited to be around other kids because, you know, basically the last year and a half, he's not been around any other kids.
That's because for the past year and a half, Saren and his parents have been intermittently homeless. His mom says it's been that way since she lost her job. She has a PhD in biology and was working as a bee researcher in Florida. She says she moved to Washington County with Saren because she had a friend here with room for the two of them and their pets. They were doubled up, which is shorthand for when multiple families are living together to cut down on costs. And in the eyes of the Department of Education, they were homeless. The Washington County School District had over 1,000 homeless students last year. That's 4 times the number in 2003. And 80% of those students were doubled up. Mike Carr is the district's homeless liaison, and he says that situation is highly unstable.
You do have a roof over your head, and you're protected, and you probably have food, but even if it's your own family, it's like one argument away from being kicked out.
Stanley Starr says that her arrangement only lasted a few days, and since then, they've been in a shelter for battered women, a one-bedroom apartment, motels, her car, and a double-wide trailer. But eventually, they lost that too.
So I promised Saren we would never lose our home again. And I took what we got from our tax refund, and I went out and I bought us a camp trailer.
It's such an old trailer, we're not allowed to keep it at an RV resort or anything like that. It's perfectly livable, but you can't park it anywhere that has running water and electricity. What do? You sleep in the desert.
That's Skip Starr, her husband. He joined them 7 months ago and says that before this, he'd never been homeless. But he says that they just don't have the money to move into anything more stable, and they worry about how all of this is affecting their son. He works as a handyman, but his savings were wiped out by fines for construction violations last year, and she's juggling 5 part-time jobs to try to make ends meet.
Most places require first, last deposit. If you've got utilities and stuff on top of that, then it's getting pretty expensive to live here.
Washington County is one of the fastest-growing areas in the country, and one county commissioner has described affordable housing here as a crisis situation. And while the Stanley Starr circumstances are extreme, they're not unique. It falls to Mike Carr at the school district to provide support to these students and their families. Every year, he gets about $60,000 of state and district funding for fee waivers, food, and transportation for homeless students. And he says the district gets hundreds of thousands of dollars in donated supplies.
Hey, turn the light on!
He keeps the donations in the basement of the district office, in chain-linked fence storage areas. It's the only place where there's enough space for all the donated backpacks, about 1,000 of them. There are also shelves stuffed with bins of writing materials and supplies, and racks filled with clothing.
I leave these cages unlocked and tell the school counselors especially, come and just take what you need. It's kind of open door policy.
Carr says they have other discretionary funds too, to help pick up the tab for an occasional rent payment or power bill. Whatever they need to keep a family stable and housed. And it's not just the district. There are other sources of support in town. Switchpoint Community Resource Center has been a service provider for the area's homeless population over the past 5 years. They recently broke ground on a new affordable housing complex and have received a grant to open a 24-hour childcare facility for working parents with long nights or graveyard shifts. But even with new resources on the way, Switchpoint founder Carol Hollowell says much more is needed.
The bigger we get, I think that the bigger our problem, you know, with what people make and what rent is in Washington County. It just won't ever work. It's too expensive.
At back to school night, that much seemed clear to Corey Stanley Starr, too.
Sometimes it brings you to tears. It's gorgeous here. And it kicks me in the teeth every day. Where do you take your gifted child for an education when you're dirt poor? That's where I want to go.
Stanley Starr says the school is a mixed blessing. On one hand, it tethers her to a place where she's struggling to survive. But it's also an incredible opportunity for her son. That's something she would never want to take away from him. David Fox, KUER News.